Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, a Georgia-born Federal Reserve governor fighting to keep her job may come out on top. Georgia's state economist predicts slowing economic growth. And get ready for winter weather in Georgia. Ice and snow are on the way this weekend.
And if you need batteries, food, gas in your vehicles and other things, it's got plenty of time.
Today is Wednesday, January 21st. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for North Georgia. Forecasters say snow and sleet accumulations up to 4 inches and ice accumulations greater than a quarter inch are possible. Agency meteorologist Carmen Hernandez says the wintry mix could last all weekend.
We're expecting wintry precip to begin filtering in from the northwest as early as Saturday morning into afternoon. Probably more of the I-20 corridors probably are cut off at the moment for wintry precip and continuing through Sunday evening into early Monday morning.
Forecasters expect the ice to cause power outages and damaged trees. They advise delaying all travel Saturday and Sunday with possible impacts to the Monday morning commute as well. Governor Brian Kemp is watching the developing storm while he's in Belgium on an economic trade mission. From Belgium, he released a video this morning urging Georgians to be winter weather aware. He said this storm could be worse than the state's last winter storm, which hit almost exactly a year ago.
Hopefully that plays out and doesn't happen. But this is a good time to start preparing for this weekend should that happen. If you need batteries, food, gas in your vehicles and other things, it's got plenty of time.
The current winter storm watch, the first for the system, was issued around noon today and includes 21 Georgia counties. That forecast, of course, can change to include more or less. Minor impacts are expected in South Georgia. You can keep up with the latest news about the storm at gpb.org/news. The U.S. Supreme Court seems inclined to keep Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook in her job. The justices heard arguments today over President Trump's efforts to fire Cook, a Milledgeville native with strong ties to Georgia. The proceedings cast doubt on Trump's bid to wrest control of the nation's central bank. Cook's attorney, Paul Clement, argued for the Fed's independence from day-to-day politics.
This is a situation where Congress, political animals, one and all, knew better than anyone that the short-term temptations to lower interest rates and have easy money was a disaster in the long term, but was going to be irresistible. And so they tied their own hands by taking the Fed out of the appropriations process, and they tied the president's hand. And I think they tied the president's hand in a pretty significant way.
Trump wants to fire Cook over allegations of mortgage fraud, which she denies. At least six justices on the 9-member court sounded skeptical of the administration's efforts. Georgia state economist predicts that economic growth will continue to slow and inflation will continue to climb in the state. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
State economist Robert Bushman says that both CEOs and consumers are pessimistic about the economy.
I think the real problem is that incomes for most Americans have not really kept up with inflation over the recent years.
Bushman says tariffs could also fuel more inflation, as the data shows consumers are bearing the brunt of the cost. Meanwhile, unemployment continues to be low in Georgia, and Bushman says he does not expect a recession despite slowing job growth and increasing inflation. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
Leaders of state agencies are outlining their spending priorities for the upcoming fiscal year at the State Capitol this week. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more on requests for health-related services.
Funding for the state's four main health departments made up nearly 40% of expenditures last year. That doesn't change much in the governor's new budget, despite some mounting challenges. Commissioner of the Department of Human Services, Candace Bros, told state senators Wednesday that a gradual loss of placements for foster kids and rising costs from complicated court orders for their care is unsustainable.
We have under 10,000 children in foster care right now. With that slight downward trend, we still see this increase in cost.
Meanwhile, $46 million of Bros's budget will have to cover a gap in federal funds for nutrition services. Other planned investments aim to get hundreds of additional disabled people life-saving services and expand a public health program for new mothers. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
Voters in a coastal Georgia county yesterday rejected an ordinance allowing large homes on remote Sapelo Island. That's according to unofficial results. The referendum organized by island residents succeeded in overriding McIntosh County Commissioner's 2023 decision to double the size of homes allowed in the tiny Hog Hummock community. The change had weakened building limits that for decades helped keep property taxes low for residents of Hog Hummock, which is home to one of the South's few remaining Gullah Geechee communities. The Georgia chapter of the Alzheimer's Association is asking the General Assembly for $2 million to fund a dementia caregiver support program. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports it could help Georgia's nearly 400,000 unpaid caregivers.
The money from the state would come through the Division of Aging Services and pay for senior centers with adult day programs to provide respite care to caregivers. Nancy Petra with the Georgia Alzheimer's Association chapter says
they can provide respite, which is what we hear a lot of caregivers needing, especially caring for someone with Alzheimer's, you know, getting that break. So that you don't get burnout, so that you can take care of your own health.
Petra says caregivers, health industry professionals, and volunteer advocates will meet with legislators in the Georgia Capitol building on Thursday. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Morris Brown College has reinstated its president a week after firing him. The college's trustees said yesterday that President Kevin James would return after a, quote, mutually agreed upon resolution. The leadership disruption has roiled the historically black college in Atlanta. The trustees said the latest action does not resolve concerns over, quote, workplace culture and trust. Warner Brothers Discovery has revealed CNN's standalone revenue for the first time. The Atlanta-based network's financials had been combined with other networks under corporate owners for years. But in a filing yesterday related to a Warner Brothers Discovery split, the company said CNN's projected revenue in 2026 was $1.8 billion. It has been a long wait, but former Braves outfielder Andrew Jones has been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. He made it in his ninth of 10 possible years of eligibility and beat the 75% threshold by appearing on 78.4% of ballots cast. Jones won 10 gold gloves with the Braves at center field and is considered one of the best, if not the best, center fielder of all time. Speaking with reporters last night, Jones said it's an honor to be elected to the same honor bestowed upon the best of the best, including Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, and Hank Aaron.
To be in a class with all those greats, all those legends that play, you watch videos. Some of those guys that you idolize, guys that you follow for a long time, be on the same podium with them is just a great honor.
Jones played for the Braves for a dozen seasons, starting in 1996 when his team faced the Yankees in the World Series. He was elected alongside another center fielder, Carlos Beltran. The induction ceremony is scheduled for July in Cooperstown, New York. And that is a wrap on this edition of Georgia Today. As we've been telling you, winter weather is on the way, snow and ice and all that. We are going to provide updates for you at gpb.org and on the radio, of course. We hope you stay safe. For me, this weekend's going to mean no optional travel. I grew up in New England. I've done my fair share of driving in the snow. And when I moved south to Atlanta, I intended to put my days of driving in the snow behind me, and I intend to keep that promise. Maybe I'll cozy up with a podcast or two while I'm snowed in. If you want, you can do the same and subscribe to this one and catch up on some of the news you've missed. If you've got feedback on this podcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.